Katie from the Iowa Metaphysical Fair hanging out. What exactly do you do when we put our lip prints on the paper?
I see stuff in your lipstick, and then I also get messages and stuff. I can't explain it. It just happens.
Okay.
Heather, we'll start with you. I think you're in a much happier place right now than you have been in a while.
True.
You had a lot of healing this last year.
True.
Have you got some trips coming up? Romantic weekend, something. I just see some travel type. It might just be to the grocery store, but you got travel coming. No, I don't want to be
that
big. Are
you going to Cadott, Wisconsin?
Well,
I just feel like I just got a message that you are going to be doing some trips this year.
I do.
They may be mini weekend trips, but you're going to be doing some fun ones, and you're really going to relax and enjoy yourself. But while you're there, leave everything home that you're not supposed to take with you, like all your baggage of I need to do this, I need to do that, because you can't ever stay in the present. You're always bouncing all over in your head. You need to just focus totally on where you are and what you're doing and who you're with, okay?
Mm-hmm. I will. I have no problem focusing only on Marcus.
God.
It'll be all about Marcus.
Okay.
Let's do a little on Wicket.
Okay, Wicket. Oh, Wicket, you are a multi-personality person. Whew, you are all over. Have you died and come back to life? I mean, or something weird like that? Because it's almost like you've been brought back to life or something. I don't know. It's weird. Or do you feel reborn?
Reborn?
From an old life.
Yeah. I was in radio for a long time and then went to be a stay-at-home dad and then realized that that was not the right answer. Realizing that that was a bad path for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then doors opened here at Laser. So back in radio, I mean, okay. I think you could equate the two.
Yeah, because I just see there's been a big shift, and it's almost like it's like life changing or life saving for you.
Saved your life, Wicket. You're welcome.
Well, you're part of the life saving team.
It's not anything I'm taking away from your family. It's just that for your mental state is not where you could be all the time, 24/7. You don't let people in real easy either. Your insecurities with being kind of, I hate to say the word, but obnoxious sometimes. And that's a way of deflecting people from getting to know what you don't want them to know about you. And that's fine. That's a protective mechanism. But you need to let that gate down a little bit sometimes more so you can enjoy your life more. Because, you know, you can't corral yourself in and be happy all the time. So let a few, you don't have to trust everybody. I don't know about her. She's on the radio. I don't know if I tell her everything.
I know.
But you could tell, you know, you could let your really close friends in on a little bit more of your information of your life. Let your feelings out a little bit more. It's okay.
I don't have a lot of close friends because we've moved so much. I probably have less than 10 friends that I don't work with here in the state of Iowa.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. Some people don't have any.
See, but for me, that's not a lot. For me, that's a very small amount because I used to have various groups.
Okay, I see an L, a letter L in yours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Could be my wife, Lee.
That's probably who it is.
It could be.
It's a light. It's like a light in your life. It starts with an L.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be Lee.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be my wife.
Because there's a light that shines into that L on this. I'll show you right there. See, there's an L there, and then there's your light. See it?
No.
Okay. Pretty close-knit and pretty, what's a word I want to use? Are you afraid to explore new things sometimes?
No.
A little bit?
Yes, you are, Wicket.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm not talking like jumping off a building.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, that's
and hot sauce and jumping into the cold lake and putting on a bridesmaid's dress.
She had me in a bikini a couple of weeks back.
I just see that you really, you're not messy with your life. You really keep it close and tight. And sometimes it's okay to be a little more messy than you are with your life. I don't know how much you share of what's really in deep inside with your wife or whoever or your friends, but you need to do that more because that's going to lighten you up all the way around, okay? I don't see anything earth-shaking on yours.
Good.
You do have a couple of, I don't know if it's opportunities or changes that are going to be happening in the within probably 6 months or so.
Really?
Yep. Not going to have a baby or nothing, are you?
No, we've had three and we've taken medical precautions on both fronts to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, there's going to be some alter universe type things that are going to change because your lips don't line up or you just don't know how to wear lipstick. I'm not sure.
He does love the metaverse and the Marvel.
Am I going into the multiverse now? Is that what it is? Something
well,
big is happening?
Well, it's just that there's going to be a big shift in your life. And it could be just that you're going to let your guard down and start exploring who you are more because you've kind of blocked yourself out. Does that make sense to you?
No, because I'm the most emotional person in this room.
Are you scared of change at all?
I mean, absolutely.
That could be what this is. And
absolutely.
Is that you're just scared of change and you need to make changes. And changes are coming whether you want them to or not.
Buckle up, Heather. Changes are coming.
My 6-month forecast was great. So.
Well, just be careful. I mean, and I don't see that it's going to be bad. It might be difficult on an emotional level for you to accept some of the changes that are coming.
Those three children I mentioned prohibit me from doing anything on a friend level. I mean,
they do.
They're 3-2-2.
No, they don't.
Katie, I agree.
He builds his own cages.
You can take those children and you can bring in a bunch of other children and you and your guys can not necessarily drink a beer on the deck, but you can have a Coke and sit and visit and watch kids run, you know?
I don't think I'm making the sense or you're comprehending what I'm saying. It's we don't have the opportunity to go out and, I mean, I do this morning show, I take care of my kids. That's my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not building cages or building walls around it. It just is the reality that is the situation right now. We don't have free, you know, you can't go out every night. You can't go out on a Friday night. We can once in a while. But I think our situation just is what it is. And it doesn't allow us the opportunity mm-hmm. to go do that. I mean, before we moved here, we lived in Kansas City and in Milwaukee. I mean, at our wedding, we had 100 people in Las Vegas. 11 of them were family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had different social circles from all around. We don't have that opportunity. And I'm not mad about it. It just is the reality right now. It's just different.
Well, that's the change you have to make then. You have to carve out time for you.
I'd love to. Trust me, I would love to.
It is possible. It is possible. And, you know, we all have to give ourselves permission to say, you know what, I need a mental health day. Get a babysitter, get whatever you need, and go take your mental health day. If that means going out to a golf course and smacking balls around, do it. Just make sure that you give yourself permission to do some of these things before you can't do them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those babies, they're going to grow up and they're going to move on, but you can also do stuff with them to make your life more fun too.
Try every day.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. That's mm-hmm. good.
Especially with the weather changing, so.
Yep, summer will be a lot easier things.
Absolutely.
And you can have your friends over with the kids home, you know, and visit.
Heather, come over with the kids.
No, see, I do things to make my life better.
But yeah, I just see that you have, like, you made a big shift, you know, like you said, you stayed home and now you're back.
Mm-hmm.
That was your big, big shift this year. You've got the letter L with a light, which would be the light of your life, is your mm-hmm. wife.
And you, Heather Lee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I didn't want to say that. My wife might be listening.
She's right down the hall. She works here.
Oh, no. She's our boss.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation about exactly how attracted to Wicked I was before he was hired.
You guys, got any questions? And not lottery numbers either.
How often are your forecasts or your readings or whatever, how often are they, do you tell people, you've got a real crappy 6 months coming ahead of you, or you have a crappy thing that's on its way, so be prepared. Do you see that? Do you read that?
If I see something really horrendous like a death, I will not tell them that. If I looked at this and I saw something health-wise, like maybe cancer or whatever, I'm mm-hmm. not a doctor. I cannot do that.
Right.
But sometimes you just see areas in the body that might have a problem. So I just say, you know, I see something going on with your kidneys. It might be kidney infection coming on. Be aware of that. If you have any symptoms, you should go to the doctor. Don't, mm-hmm. don't ignore it. That's how I address it. Because I can't come out and say that. Sometimes I know people are pregnant, and I'll go, when's your baby due? They go, I'm not pregnant. And then they go, how'd you know that? Stuff like that. But my biggest advocate is my child, because she calls me all the time, I don't know, you know, about mm-hmm. everything. And, you know, I always tell her, this guy is not right for you, but they never always listen to you. But then it happens. And
kids, the worst, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
So if you were to look at our lip prints together... As a unit, could you predict the longevity of Wicket and I's relationship together? Is there any way to say, yes, these two are going to have...
All I do is get numbers.
Okay.
I got two. That could be 2 years, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Oh,
Christ. Your number was two?
That's horrible. That's the worst news I've ever heard.
2 years.
But it doesn't mean time. It could be anything. It could be... Two more stations, two more shows. We could be syndicated.
Oh,
it could be 2 years in prison for
or
Wicked.
It could be 2 years in this exact spot or 2 months in this exact spot, and then it's going to get bigger.
Okay. Two is the most frightening thing I've heard thus far. If you had said 20, I would have been like, awesome.
It could be 20. There's a 2. Ooh, I get a 2. And like I tell people, I am not, I cannot tell you what it means. It could be 2 minutes, but I doubt that.
Man, we got a plan for our
departure. We got a plan for tomorrow.
Mm. But it doesn't mean, it could mean that you're bringing in a new partner. It could mean that, I mean, as it is right exactly this moment, 2 is what I got.
Gotcha.
So
I accept the answer. I asked for the answer. Every time I ask for something, it's not the answer I want.
Would you want 50 or something, or 25 or something?
Yeah, big number.
Do you wanted the number 1 million to come out of here?
Anything big.
Maybe this just means you're going to get a $20,000 raise. I don't know.
All right. Well, Katie, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. The Iowa Metaphysical Fair is going on. 4-H Building, State Fairgrounds, the 21st and 22nd. Saturday, Sunday, 11 to 8, 11 to 6. This has been fun.
So $1 off with a food item. Last year, you guys were doing the donations as well. Where are they going?
They go to Joppa Homeless Shelter. Mm-hmm. And if they want to bring like an animal product, pet product, or whatever, that goes to A. Heinz 57 Rescue this
year.
Awesome. And cool. I think the Heinz 57 Rescue is supposed to be there this year. Cool. And Joppa comes in and picks everything up on Sunday night. But it doesn't have to be a food item. It can be socks. They take deodorant. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to give, they will accept.
And last year, the line for you when I was there was long. Yeah. So, 11 to 8 Saturday, 11 to 6 Sunday. Can people book ahead with you or just show up at 11
Saturday? Just at the show. We don't like to, because that's not fair to the people that are paying to get in. And it's a lottery. You just go in there. We do not like people. I know some people pre-book, but we don't really want that, because when you come in the door, you should have the same opportunity as everybody mm-hmm. else. And believe me, standing at the door, because we give something out to the first 100 through the door each day, it is like opening the gate and letting the cattle out to go eat, and you stand there and you just suck your arms in and hope you don't get run over.
Well, it is the 4-H building at the State Fair.
Right, it's true. So. It's very, very true.
And every year we give back locally mm-hmm. to our local charities. So, and it's our 32nd year, so we're doing something right.
We're doing something right. Thank you, Katie, very much.
Thank you.